Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
9,500 migrants are now living under a bridge along the U.S.-Mexico border in Del Rio, Texas. That crowd continues to grow.
We just learned that the FAA has put out a temporary flight restriction, a TFR, in the area immediately around the port of entry where that bridge is.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great and fast has spoken.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Vaccination requirements work, and they're good for the economy.
So it's likely we're going to have such a thing at some point.
I certainly think it's going to be an important thing for people to have.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
Is there any question that you will answer? Because you haven't answered one question yet. How in God's name did you get this job?
I am great at dealing with these disturbances.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, it's Friday afternoon. We are here at Precinct 10 in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Everybody give yourselves a round of applause. We're going to have a great crowd here today. We're going to have a really fun show. Come on down. If you're, it's right off the highway here, Precinct 10 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, and get a free book. Get your picture taken with me. Grace will be here shortly, and it's great. I'm just looking at a guy just put on the T-shirt. Follow the science. Ditch the masks. That's we're giving away some of those T-shirts today in addition to the books. They'll go fast. I think we got some left, though, so we got a few left. But anyway, great to be here in Weymouth, and we hope to see a lot of you today as we go through the day. We're going to have a lot of fun. But it is Friday afternoon, and you know what Friday afternoon means. That's when you dump the bad news. And the Biden administration, well, first they dumped the bad news president himself. He went, he took an early slide at 12:20 p.m., I think. He went back to Rehoboth, Delaware. He's continuing his vacation. He had to cut short his well-deserved vacation, or he thinks it's well-deserved, he had to cut it short because of the Afghanistan fiasco, among many other fiascos. But he's gone, so now I guess it's the Pentagon is having the briefing. General McKenzie from CENTCOM, and they are announcing that as you may recall, the New York Times and the Washington Post broke the story last week that remember Judge Thoroughly Modern Millie talking about the strike in Kabul. Killed 10 people. He said it was a righteous strike. A righteous strike. Well, it's Friday afternoon, so guess what they're announcing today? Not so righteous. Not so righteous. They wiped out 10 civilians. And one of them was a worker for a humanitarian nonprofit. And he had the SIV. He was going to go to the U.S. He had brought some water in to his family and the local people in the neighborhood. There were 7 kids around the car when the Predator drone strike occurred and killed them all. And what are they saying, Taylor? It's if this were Trump, it would be the end of the world, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a terrible thing what happened, but it's going to be. Do you think it'll be handled a little differently because Dementia Joe was the president of the United States when this terrible strike occurred? Go ahead. What did he say?
Ten civilians are dead. U.S. strike killed 10 civilians mistakenly, is the chyron on Fox News. Apparently, they had this vehicle under U.S. surveillance for 8 hours before they called the strike.
Right, and the New York Times and the Washington Post actually looked at the video from the drone, and they had their people look at it, and they said there were no indications that this car, it was a white car, I don't know what kind, I forget, had gone anywhere near any kind of Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda known hiding spots. It had just gone to a place to get some bottled water because they're having water supplies in the end of the hostilities in Kabul. And the guy was bringing back the water, and he was hoping to get on a plane, and he got blown up. And again, Milley called it a righteous strike. You know, and everybody's trying to defend Milley. Oh, he was just trying to make sure there was no nuclear war, which was ridiculous. There were no hostilities planned with communist China. Trump was the least bellicose president of the last seven or eight presidents since going back to Eisenhower. And Milley is thoroughly disgraceful performance, and to call it a righteous strike. I mean, they would call for court martialing a Trump general who did this. Is there any comment from General Milley? Excuse me, Taylor. No comment from him. All right. So by the, you know the way these things work. Biden comes back on Monday or so, and by then it's old news. And so all of the people will just be back to asking him the usual questions about ice cream. You know, so he won't have to answer any questions about this this terrible accident that occurred on his watch. And again, they didn't mean to do it and all that, but just consider once again how different the media reaction would be if you want to watch any of it tonight, as opposed to if Trump were the president and they had just killed 10 innocent people in a predator drone strike, and a Trump supporting Republican general, as opposed to a pablum puking moon bat from the Belmont Hill School, who played football with Dr. Rachel Levine back in the mid-1970s, had been in control. Do you know he didn't go to West Point. He didn't go to Texas A&M, Milley. He went to Princeton. And then he went to Columbia. He's a member of the Poison Ivy League, as Elvis Presley used to say. 844-500-4242. And that's the number, same number as always here. And, you know, we're going to talk some about the terrible situation down on the border. It's in the intro. You heard about this is the way the Biden administration handles any kind of bad publicity. They just shut down access. They shut down media access. So Fox News, you've been watching it the last few, for a while now, actually. They have a drone in Del Rio, Texas. And the drone takes pictures of all the illegal aliens hiding under this bridge. And the Biden administration announced last week they're not going to do any more deportations back to Haiti. So guess what's happened? All the Haitians are coming across the border. And how are they getting, if they're so destitute, how are they getting from Haiti, which is an island, to Mexico? And then they're coming up and crossing the Rio Grande, and once they get into the United States, everything free in America. It's a lifelong vacation.
Everything free in America.
And unlike you and me, they don't have to get tested, right? They've announced that. They've announced that if you're an illegal alien just coming over here to go on welfare, you don't have to get tested. But if you want to keep your job, chances are you're going to have to get jabbed. They don't even have to get tested. But anyway, so now the number of Haitians is just there were 4,000 of them a couple of days ago under the bridge. Then yesterday there were 8,000. So what is the Biden administration's response to this? Are they going to do something? Like, are they going to get some buses to take them down to an airport to get them the hell out of the country? No. You know what they did? They issued new FAA, Federal Aviation Administration regulations. They decided to put the put Fox News's drone out of business. So they got a predator drone in Kabul that's killing our allies. They got no problem with that, apparently. But Fox News trying to tell the American people with a drone in the U.S. what's going on about how we're being invaded, that is the drone that they're concerned about. That's the drone they took out of service. They put a, it's called a TFR, a temporary flight restriction, over the Del Rio port of entry in the International Bridge. That's what they're all under. Remember the old days in the fairy tales? You know, there was a troll under the bridge. Now there's over 10,000 illegal aliens under the bridge. And the Biden administration thinks it's wonderful. Just don't ask them to be tested for COVID. Or ask them to go to work. 844-500-4242. Everybody give yourselves a big round of applause here at Precinct 10 in Weymouth. We're going to be here all afternoon. Come on down if you're listening to us driving around out on 128 or anywhere on the South Shore. Come on down and visit us. You may have just received a special email from me about your retirement. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. What are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Is General McKenzie taking any questions? Taylor, he is taking questions. What are they asking him? Anything? Okay, just wanted to check. Okay, we'll get some tape for you in a little bit on what General McKenzie's being asked about this. They waited until Biden took the slide for the long weekend. Not that he could answer anything. We have some cuts from him.
Somewhere.
He's totally incapable of even reading from the teleprompter, as you'll see.
The time of the strike, based upon all the intelligence and what was being reported, I was confident that the strike had averted an imminent threat to our forces at the airport. Based upon that assessment, I and other leaders in the repeatedly asserted the validity of this strike. I am here today to set the record straight and acknowledge our mistakes. I will end my remarks with the same note of sincere and profound condolences to the family and friends of those who died in this tragic strike.
So where's Milley? I mean, it wasn't McKenzie who said it was a righteous strike. It was Milley who said it. Where is he? Is he hiding too? Anyway, Okay, we'll get back to this in a moment. Again, we are broadcasting today from Precinct 10 in Weymouth. It's a great place. It's like a modern speakeasy. It's right off of Route 3 in Weymouth, and it's very accessible from anywhere in the greater Boston area. Grace just arrived here. Grace, thanks. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. I love the setup this year. This is always one of my favorite remotes.
And with us is Eric Hines. Eric, first of all, thanks for bringing in the great food yesterday, and thanks for the great hosting that you're doing today, you and your staff. And we're so happy to be here. We're always happy to be here in Weymouth.
Love to have you here. Thank you for coming again. I think this is, what, our third time here?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's great. Always a fun way to kick off a weekend.
And, you know, we're gonna have a great time, and we invite everybody down. We got tons of books, and we got some T-shirts, and people are bringing in their own T-shirts. I just saw one that guy came in with. He's got one that says Car Howie. And he's got one that says Curly Grace.
Really?
He's going to have one done. You know, in the spirit of Walsh Marty, the former mayor of Boston, as Dementia Joe calls him. So what are people going to see? What can people get here this afternoon and tonight if they come over to Precinct 10, Eric?
It's a great time of year to start coming here. We're coming into our busy season, so, you know, people that are here can kind of see, you know, it's dark. It's built and designed to be kind of a fall-winter restaurant. It's kind of a modern take on a 1920s speakeasy. So it's dark by nature. So we're coming into the busy season. It's a really fun place in the winter. We have all kinds of things going on. You know, our menu is described as kind of regional American, but, you know, very hearty, you know, short ribs, things of that nature. We do awesome barbecue.
Yeah.
And then on weekends, we kind of flip into a kind of a nightlife situation. So a lot of restaurants outside the city, especially on the South Shore, close up after dinner. And we decided, you know, with this kind of speakeasy atmosphere, why don't we just keep it going? Everyone right. else is closed. So on Fridays and Saturdays, we you know, bring in a whole new crowd. We have a DJ from 9 to 1 a.m., and it's really fun. It's a very eclectic mixed crowd, yeah. All generations. It's
so
a really
you don't
fun
have
time.
So you don't have to go into the city and valet park or worry about getting your car towed or any of that nonsense. You can
yeah.
just come out here, and there's a huge parking lot, and you can just walk right in, and it's no problems. And again, it's easy to get to from anywhere in the greater Boston area.
Absolutely. Very accessible, you know, from pretty much anywhere in the South Shore, right off Route 3, tons of parking. And it does save you a trip into the city. I mean, you know, a lot of times when you don't want to go to bed on a Friday or a Saturday night, you want somewhere, you know, fun to go and local. And, you know, we are that really the only option on the South Shore for something like that.
And who would have thought you guys were a speakeasy long before COVID, but we really needed a speakeasy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so this is the perfect spot. You kind of escape some of the craziness.
It was great, honestly. You know, we kind of played into that whole, you know, that whole thing. And, you know, we stayed, you know, fairly busy throughout. You know, I think part of that is just being in Weymouth. Weymouth's, it's, you know, such a great pro-business town. You know, from yep. Mayor Hedlund to, you know, all the city councilors, yep. they always have.
Paging Mayor Hedlund. Everybody's asking about him here. They want him to come in.
I think he said he was going to swing by. But, you know, very pro-business town. Always had the backs of the small businesses and the employees and all that. So that was really helpful as well.
Yeah. So what's the so if people come in late night on Friday, Saturday night, can they still get a little bit of food, or you still have some limited menu
yeah,
after
so,
hours?
Yep. We do keep the kitchen open later. So the kitchen's open on Friday and Saturday nights until 11 p.m. And we typically, going into the winter, do a form of a late night menu, a smaller condensed menu.
Right.
And then obviously the DJ from 9 to 1. And it's a really fun time because, again, you live in the suburbs. Everything's, you know, locked up and, you know, everyone's sleeping by 9:30. But for the people that don't want to sleep, it's a great option.
Yeah.
It's a very mixed crowd. You
and
know,
you
I would say 30 to 50.
And you got, a huge bank of TV screens. So if you want to come in and watch football on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, for that matter, you can,
absolutely.
You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, speakeasies back in the 20s were all about, you know, kind of covert entertainment. And, you know, back then it was all, you know, jazz bands and things like that. But we're a modern take. So we have the DJ on Fridays and Saturdays. We have TVs everywhere. We do really unique bands. It's just a fun place to be.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people down here today. We already got a big crowd, and we want more. We got more room for everybody. How many people is this seat?
About 250. It's a big
250.
Place.
250. Come on down, as Ernie Bach would say, the original Ernie Bach. All right. We'll be right back with Grace's News. Thank you, Eric, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the course of the afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As always, when we're in Weymouth, a lot of people know Whitey or Stevie or Johnny or Miles or one of the boys. You know, and I was just talking to a former guard at Plymouth, the House of Correction, and he said he used to talk to Whitey sometimes. And you know what it was like with Whitey? People go, wow, this is a once in a lifetime. I'm dealing with a historical figure. There have been movies made about this guy, you know, starring Johnny Depp, starring Jack Nicholson. And then you go there and he keeps telling the same stories over and over again. He's like, after a while, it turns out like Joe Biden. You know, and they would bring the magazines, Grace, big magazines or books or newspapers, and just put them over their face, so just to discourage Whitey from saying the same stuff over and over again.
Oh wow! Did it work?
Well, this guy said he asked him one time. He said, "What I see?" He said, "I've met Howie Carr. What do you think of Howie Carr?" Whitey said, "My brother and I and the rest of the family, we don't like him very much."
Who in their right mind would ask him his opinion of you?
No, there are a couple of people in the jail. He told one of the inmates he wanted to kill me. He said that was one of his great regrets. That guy was on Channel 25 who said it said one of Whitey's greatest regrets was not killing me when he had the chance.
You know what's funny, Howie, is people...
I wouldn't be here today. I'm so happy.
I've had that same response from people when I say, what do you think about Howie Carr? And sometimes it's not Whitey Bulger. It's just a regular person who says, me and my brother don't like him very much, or me and my sister. Okay, it's time for Grace's News.
I tell you what, why don't we do the poll question first here?
Okay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack just through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's code word Howie3, and this is the end of the deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was the FAA's decision to ground the Fox News drone political or legitimate?
I'm going to say it's going to be 98-2. I'm going to say it was political.
99% say it's political.
99%. We have a guy in front of us doing a little. We
That's my Uncle John.
Oh, your Uncle John?
Yeah.
He took off his mask. The one guy in here, there's like 200 people in here. He's the one guy wearing a mask. He took it off and he stomped it.
Yes. Hi, Uncle John. All right, it's time for Grace's News. I want to talk a little bit here about Joe Manchin. He has made it clear that Joe Biden has failed to persuade him to go along with a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Exactly, I know. It's not going to get a lot of press today because there's so many crazy news stories, but it is very good news, and I hope he sticks with that. In other news, as you mentioned,
he gave Joe Manchin's wife a job paying $163,000 a year, right? I mean, one of those phony baloney regional commission jobs. But I guess what if they made it? What if he upped it to $363,000 a year?
He's staying strong, from what I can see. He's not impressed. And then you think about it, though. It says, "Oh, they met behind closed doors, and Joe Biden was supposed to be trying to convince Joe Manchin." And it's like, imagine what kind of convincing Joe Biden does. Even when he has a teleprompter, he can't convince you of anything. So if he's just going off the cuff, it must be crazy. In other news, thousands...
Do you think he uses a teleprompter when he's going one-on-one? Because he had some problems with the teleprompter today. Do we have that? Cut five. This is before he started on his long weekend here. Cut five.
We're mobilizing support to help developing countries that join and pledge to do something significant. Pledge then seize this virtual opportunity.
The pledge to do something significant. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? All right, what do you got for us, Grace?
This is a very interesting story about Australia Joe Biden, remember how he kept saying, America is back, America is back. Our allies are finally going to respect us again.
Did he talk to that guy down under?
The fella down under.
Excuse me, let me get the quote correct.
France accused U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday of stabbing it in the back.
Sacre bleu!
And acting like his predecessor, Donald Trump, after Paris was pushed aside from a historic defense export contract to supply Australia with submarines.
They have pushed le chiv in moi back.
You know what my favorite part of this article is, though? It's from Reuters. And at the bottom, because they say he's acting like Donald Trump. And you think to yourself, oh, they have to say that. Because they can't just insult Joe Biden. They have to throw in a Trump dig. Like, right. He's acting like Trump. Later in the article, they explain why some of our allies weren't too keen on Trump. You ready for this? This is from Reuters. French relations with the United States soured during the presidency of Trump, who often irritated his European allies by demanding they increase their defense spending to help NATO. While reaching out to adversaries like Russia and North Korea.
It was always a great applause line at the rallies,
yeah.
Right? When he says these people haven't been paying their NATO dues for 20, 30 years. I told them, you're going to start paying up. Yay!
But it is amazing. All we get lectured on is paying our fair share. They shut down businesses, they ruin people's lives, and then he comes on TV and talks about paying their fair share. But if you tell other countries who we defend to pay their fair share, that doesn't go over so well. It's amazing. And now they're saying, oh, Biden's acting like Trump. I wish Biden was acting like Trump. That is not the case.
You know, think what great shape the country would be in if Biden had taken that early slide to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, after he was sworn in on the afternoon of January 20th, and he hadn't moved.
Yeah.
And he hadn't shut down the Keystone pipeline. He hadn't opened up the southern border. He hadn't decided to precipitously withdraw from Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
If he had just taken a nap. If Sleepy Joe had taken a nap for 6 months, we would be in way better standing than we are right now. Howie, did you talk at all about Bill de Blasio today?
About the UN?
Yeah.
No, you might as well. Yeah, this is really amazing. I mean, one of the great listeners of the Howie Carr Show, Jay from Chelsea, he just passed on a couple of weeks ago. He died at the age of 64, and he always used to leave messages for me. In the old days, he would send faxes, and he would talk about what the liberals were saying. And he used to always say, no lie too big. No lie too big. And this story that Grace is about to tell you now is an example. If Jay were alive, or maybe somewhere and he's listening, he would say, no lie too big.
Yeah, so the UN is coming to New York, and this happens.
The General Assembly opens like every year. Remember when Trump went to speak there? And what was it? The guy who succeeded Chavez in Venezuela said he smelled, or maybe it was Chavez who said it. He said it smells like brimstone because Trump's the devil. Remember that?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't remember that one, but I believe that. But whenever it comes to New York, it creates, havoc, traffic, all this stuff. And so now what they're doing is they're trying to make sure that everyone's vaccinated. But here's a little fun fact before we even get into what Bill de Blasio says. This is a fun fact about the UN. This is from Yahoo News. It says, vaccinated, Mr. President, we'll take your word for it, UN says. The United Nations COVID-19 vaccination honor system will remain in place for presidents, prime ministers, and diplomats who enter the General Assembly Hall. So they get the honor system. I don't know why. I don't trust any of them.
How about everybody who works at a hospital? How about the prison guards?
Right.
Do they get the honor system? How about all the cops?
What about me and you? We're very honorable folk. Are we not? But then, so you tell them what Bill de Blasio said. Russia had an issue with this vaccination system that they had set up. And Bill de Blasio, who's now like trying to play Mr. Tough Guy, late
yeah.
in his term.
So they, in New York now, you can't go to a concert or a sporting event or a restaurant unless you have a vaccine passport.
Yeah,
right?
It's called the key to NYC, and you can't go in anywhere without one. And it's causing mayhem. Three women beat up a hostess the other day because she was asking for their vaccine passport. So now the hostesses, and shout out to the hostesses here because I've been a hostess. It's a hard job. It's thankless. Now they have to play policemen and ask people for their papers. And so naturally, the three women get mad and they beat up the hostess. But this is supposed to be like the really great thing that de Blasio's implementing in New York City.
Right. So the last two nights, hostesses have been beaten up in New York City because of this. So now they're going to have a problem with the UN. And here it is. It was the last thing I had in my stack of stuff here. So Russia has been complaining about this. The Russian UN ambassador called the requirements that you have to be vaccinated to get into a restaurant or a hall a clearly discriminatory measure and said they were a violation of the UN charter. So de Blasio, the bust out, and by the way, he's another one. If someone's a bad politician, they have ties to Massachusetts. What are his ties? He went to Cambridge Ringen Latin High School, or as we call it, Cambridge Syringe in Latin. But so the New York mayor, he was asked about this, that the Russians are angry. You know what he said? If the Russian ambassador is against that, I'm for it, suggesting that the Russians had invalidated themselves, I'm making air quotes, by trying to disrupt U.S. elections. So this is thoroughly discredited. The day one of Clinton's lawyers gets indicted for lying to the FBI about the Russian collusion hoax, de Blasio is peddling the same lie to reporters. No lie too big, as Jay from Chelsea says. What else you got there, Grace?
Well, Howie, there's a lot more. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was wearing her Tax the Rich dress. And so a lot of people had an issue with this, including Dave Portnoy, who tweeted it out. And his tweet got a lot of likes because he pointed out how ironic it was that she's walking around in a Tax the Rich dress at the richest, at basically a celebration of richness. And you know what Twitter did?
What?
They labeled it for misinformation.
What was the It was a picture. It was a photograph of a dress. How can there be any misinformation? The picture is worth 1,000 words, right? That's what they always say.
Exactly. It's complete hypocrisy. It's absolutely wild. Howie, that's all for now, but I'll have more when we get back.
If you have been holding off trying Balance 7, then you don't want to wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when I fly down there next month. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. Code word Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Mm. Come on, T-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
This particular strike, it certainly was a terrible mistake, and we certainly regret that. And I've been very clear that we take full responsibility for it. At the same time, we were carrying on a number of complex operations designed to defend ourselves. We conducted a strike a couple of days before up in Nangarhar that was very successful.
You win some, you lose some, I guess. And it's Friday afternoon, so, and Joe Biden, the president, is gone, so they're going to announce all the bad news all at once. Another big dose of bad news for the Biden administration. I think good news for the American people. The FDA advisory board on the booster shots just recommended, we're not going to need the booster shots after all. I thought we had to get one every 8 months. Then it was every 6 months. Then they said the president's going to get one very soon. Now, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. All right, we have some good Republicans here today. We have Jeff Deal, who's running for governor, the former state rep. He's running Kim Duffy, who wants to run. She's in the back there. And we have the mayor of the city of Weymouth.
And I'm streaming you right now live.
Bob Hedlund, you're streaming me right now.
Any violation of any proprietary rights right now?
I don't think so. I think we're okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you for coming out, Bob Hedlund. It's always a pleasure to see you. How are things going in the city?
Pretty good, and welcome to Weymouth. I actually, we're going to give you the key to the city today, but I forgot it. I left it back at Town Hall.
I could tell some jokes about keys to the city. I think you probably know him. Mike McLaughlin used to tell him. He's now an ex-con. I don't know if he's allowed to even come to these kind of events. Anyway, if you want to get involved with Republican ballot initiatives, if you want to try to stop the tax, the TCI tax, the gas tax.
Again,
right. Right. You know, it's always, if they pass a law, it's a settled law, right? If we pass a law, it's just up for the it's up again at the next referendum question. It's amazing. So get to stoptcitax.com and you can find out where to get the petitions to start collecting signatures to put this on the ballot. If you want to get voter ID, make that a law, go to massgop.com/voter ID and you can get find out where to get the petitions. And there's a rally on Sunday, September 26th, against the mask mandates and other kinds of vaccination mandates. BostonBroadside.com. You can find out about that. So, are you running for re-election?
I'm not on the ballot this year. It's a 4-year term for mayor. We have our council races, which are 2-year terms this year. So,
are you going to run again?
I'm not on the ballot. We have an intervening election. It's way too early to talk about that.
It's too early to tell.
Right.
All right. So what do you think is going on? What are the mask mandates in the city of Weymouth? Are you holding – you're holding off, I assume.
We don't have any mask mandates. Yeah. Although – well, let me qualify that. So I am one of 7 members of the school committee, obviously, and I don't have total control of the school committee. So there some of the – regulations that put forward in the schools are a little bit different than what we're doing on the town side. But no, on the town side, the things that I control, we just asking people to use common sense right now.
That's good. That's the way it should be. And we are happy to have you here. And everything else going well. I mean, again, we appreciate your work to try to help animals. When you were in the legislature,
we've moved on to more important things right now and running a community, but. I'm biased, obviously. I think we're doing a good job here. We're actually going to be profiled next month on a national outlet because of the great work that's been happening in Weymouth. We're on the move. We've redone our playing field. We've got a new library that's come online, building a new middle school. It's going good, Howie.
And the best thing is, in all of Norfolk County,
we still have very low tax rates.
You could still be arrested for shoplifting. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.